Sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in His might, walk in His light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are His wonders and grand His ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heaven's proclaim,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This is the last Sunday of the month, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following the service. Everyone is invited for fellowship and good food. As is customary on the last Sunday of the month, all other activities normally scheduled Sunday afternoon are canceled, except our service at Pacific Hills Manor at 2 o'clock this afternoon. On New Year's Eve, Thursday, December 31st, beginning at 8 p.m., there will be a fellowship potluck dinner with entertainment and desserts, followed by the Lord's Supper. If you have any questions, see myself or Mary Tomlinson. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Revelation 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 10, O God, our help in ages past. Let us continue our worship with hymn number 261, Trust and Obey. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 475, Redeemed.
Standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into the presence of the Almighty God, the Heavenly Father, through Jesus, our High Priest. And we are thanking you for 365 days of this year where your presence was always there, where your faithfulness was there, where your kindness and the joy of knowing that we have a God that would never leave us was there. Thank you, Father. This is our 52 Sandy on 2009. 27 years of ministry, Sandy after Sandy. Lord, we thank you. And thank you and thank you again for this marvelous faithfulness on your part. We pray that each one of us may humble ourselves to see your greatness and your power, that we may rely more on the Spirit of the living God than on ourselves, and that we will be able to say in this coming year, the Lord is going to be with us according to his promise. Thank you, Father, for the blessings that we have with so many people knowing you, many people restored to life, broken hearts and broken homes, being restored during the year, and people who were in panic and with questions were put in balance to life as they got a measure of the greatness and the power and the wholeness of our mighty God. And so we thank you, Father. Our ministry is no buildings, is no enterprise. Our ministry is people. We love people wherever they are. We love people whosoever their life develops in whatever manner their life develops. We love them, and we want them to be just like Christ. And so we don't force them. We don't smash them down to get them to understand. We just offer them the only truth that we have, the Word of the living God. And we pray that the Holy Spirit, the one who enable us to be Christians, the one who enable us to stand and live our life under Christ, we pray that the Holy Spirit will reach them and heal them and be one with them so that they can be grateful to you. We thank you for our church and for the many things we have done during this year, the many things accomplished, that faithfulness to our missionaries. No one of them got one day delay in their support. And then for the gorgeous gift of this church, $1,500 to each family of our 9 missionaries. Thank you, Lord, for your people who are so faithful and so minded and giving. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit leading them and what they have to do. And so, Father, now we pray for those missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Maritza Perez, for David and Denise Roth, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, for Martha Faretti, for Dante and Maruja Rabines, for Jose and Diana Aviles, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and for Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, we pray that each one of them may again feel the presence of a living God and challenge them to a new year of service. We thank you for us, Lord, and we pray that perhaps this is the year and we should develop the things in such a way that we can start a new building so that we can host the people more comfortable. Thank you, Father, for providing for us. And thank you for your people who know how to give and how to love you. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Tell it.
Thank you very much, choir. Even our extended choir with our young ones. Thank you very much. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1054. We will be reading Matthew chapter 13, verses 51 and 52. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 13, verses 51 and 52. Jesus saith unto them, Have you understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessed word of God, the testimony of your holiness and your righteousness, the testimony of Jesus Christ, who has come and to redeem men unto himself. And I pray, Lord, for your spirit to descend upon us, to encourage our hearts and our minds to you and to the testimony that is to be presented. Be with our pastor and our brother, Gabriel Otero, as he brings forth the word of God, that it would manifest and proclaim Jesus Christ with might and with power, that lives would be turned and hearts turned towards you. We thank you for the time that you give to us to hear your word and to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.